This is KCUR 89.3. Singers who perform at the Lyric Opera of Kansas City travel from cities like San Francisco, New York, and Moscow. And there's often one person who greets them on arrival. KCUR's Laura Spencer has the story of Sarah Zohar, who often is responsible for ensuring artists' offstage quality of life while they're in town.
It's a few days into rehearsals for the Lyric Opera of Kansas City's production of Puccini's La Bohème. Conductor David Charles Abel is making sure everyone is on the same page with the tempo.
You better start at the same place. It's just hard to start in the middle, okay?
La Bohème is set in the 1830s in Paris's Latin Quarter. An artist, writer, philosopher, and musician share lodgings and struggle to pay their rent. Here's soprano Silvia DeRemo as Musetta, Marcello the painter's off-and-on girlfriend. But before the cast even gets to this moment, there's a lot that happens behind the scenes.
My name is Sarah Zohar, and I am Artist Services Manager for Lyric Opera of Kansas City.
The week before rehearsals, Zohar is putting together a welcome packet for the visiting artists.
This one is for Sylvia, who is coming in, and the first thing that it has in it is a lot of brochures.
Zohar has lists with nearby restaurants, grocery stores, and gyms. She says she tries to anticipate things that might come up in a 30-day stay, like trusted babysitters for childcare or doctors available for a last-minute appointment on a Saturday.
I think that's what keeps the job interesting, is always having something new to do, always a new problem to solve.
Zohar joined the Lyric staff about 9 years ago.
What I really love about it is it really feeds that stage management sense of organizational skills that you really have to work with, and you also get to work with the artists. This right here is my car.
A few days later, we're on our way to Kansas City International Airport. Most of the artists in La Bohème are flying in on the same day.
You just have to be ready to go with the flow of whatever happens. You're at the mercy of the travel gods on days like this.
Some returning artists decide to rent a car or take Uber or Lyft, but Lyric staff often picks up artists new to Kansas City, like baritone Hadley Adams. Adams grew up in New Zealand and now lives in San Francisco. In La Bohème, he plays the role of the musician.
So have you sung Chouinard before?
Yeah, San Francisco Opera and Australian Opera.
It's one of my favorite.
I really like it because there's so much more color and nuance that you can get out of it.
Chouinard has a lively entrance in the first act with his arms full of firewood, cigars, wine, food, and money. Adams describes the role as kind and supportive, with a layer of humanity.
So what do you like most about this company?
I think I like that we have a really great team. We all know that the goal is the same, is to produce great opera.
You know, I think one of the great skills that Sarah has is she really understands the big picture.
That's Tracy Davis Singh, the Lyric's director of production. She says there's a shared philosophy about guest artists.
You want to try and take care of all the little details for them, so all they need to do is focus on putting on the show. They can just focus on their jobs.
Once rehearsals are underway, Sarah Zohar still juggles issues as they come up, but she's also gearing up to run the supertitles, the text on the back of the seats during a performance, translating the foreign languages of many classic operas. To get the timing right, she memorizes the score and stops into rehearsals, working closely with the director and the cast.
I really, really enjoy getting to run the titles. I think it's really great to be that engrossed in the music.
So if you don't know German or French or Italian, like the lyrics of La Bohème, you can thank Zohar. And if you happen to run into an opera star at the gym or at one of Kansas City's famous barbecue joints, you can probably thank Zohar for that too. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Laura Spencer.
The Lyric Opera of Kansas City's production of Puccini's La Bohème runs November 9th through 19th at the Kauffman Center for the Performing Arts.